our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. For most of us, if not all of us, there have been times in our lives when we have had to recreate who we were and where we were going. And it's usually an incredibly scary time and sometimes very painful because life as we knew it was going to be different. And the path ahead is usually unclear and murky during those times with little or no direction. And we tend to see only the worst of outcomes. But if you think back on some of those best times that you have in your life today and you trace back to how they came to be, almost always, it is one of those scary and challenging times that led you there. And the same is true for my guest today. Her name is Ann Parker. She is a freelance chef who is formerly from Sandpoint, is now living in Cedarville, Michigan. She is living her dream. But it definitely did not start out feeling that way. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, Anna's going to join us to share how she had the courage and took the risks to live a life she genuinely loves. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Summer in Idaho means getting outside and doing the things we love. Whether hiking, boating, fishing, there are countless ways to recreate in Idaho. When you go, it's important to treat the land, water, wildlife, and other people with respect. Remember to plan ahead, pack out all your trash, and always put campfires dead out. By following these steps, you help keep the Idaho outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Learn more at recreate.idaho.gov.
Labor Day weekend and Schweitzer's Fall Fest are fast approaching. Check out an impressive selection of regional beers and great local live music. The perfect way to wrap up summer. For all the info on lineups, lodging, shuttles, and more, visit Schweitzer.com.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
It's a great time of year to visit Sweet Lou's as we welcome back college and NFL football. Make Sweet Lou's your football headquarters for every game, including Monday Night Football. Stop by today for all your Sweet Lou's favorites and check out the new menu items. With a full bar in Ponderay and tons of beers on tap at both locations. On Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
I was part of trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
Ponderay's 5th annual Neighbor Days is Saturday, September 18th behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200. Sign up now to be a vendor at this year's event. Entry is free and a $50 deposit will hold your spot. This family-friendly event will feature a live performance by the Copper Mountain Band, activities, games, and more. For information, contact the City of Ponderay. Make plans now to be a vendor at Ponderay Days, September 18th. For more information, email klmiller@ponderay.org.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. And when I make that statement, I just feel like my guest today is such a shining example of that. And I'm just so happy to have you here, Anne. Welcome.
Thank you, Alyssa. I'm so happy to be here. And listening to those Standpoint commercials just makes me homesick from my standpoint.
I bet. Anyways, well, we miss having you here for sure. How is life in Cedarville, Michigan?
Life in Cedarville, Michigan is amazing. Aww. I didn't know what to expect, but I am living my dream. Yes. I am looking at the beautiful waters of Lake Huron. I had to come inside because the geese are gathering for their annual triptych down south for them. But it's beautiful. I love this area. If I couldn't be in Sandpoint, there's no other place I'd rather be.
Awesome. Well, you know what? And it's honestly, I'm just so touched because I know that what your journey has been, and I know where you started, and to just hear the happiness in your voice and the magic that's happening in your life is, it's a great thing for me. So thank you for being here to share it. And, you know, to just kind of backtrack on that about how we all have those times in our lives that are scary and change is inevitable and it totally knocks us off course. And in my life coaching terms, it's a catalytic event. It's change is inevitable. And, whether we want it or not, some things are going to be uncomfortable for a while and challenging. And as I reflect back on your journey, I recall that that's exactly what happened to you. Do you mind sharing with us a little bit about how these changes that you currently are experiencing in your life came to be?
Certainly, yeah. First off, I want to say congratulations to you for having this program for as long as you have.
Thanks.
Sandpoint truly is blessed to be receiving your good vibes in your life. You certainly had an impact on my life and just helping me show, you know, there's more out there in the world. There's something I was meant to be, and really, like you said, a catastrophic event will take you down to your lowest point, to where you don't know who you are anymore.
Yep.
It's bad when you annoy yourself, to quote. I like to quote a lot of artists and music, but that, I think that's a Pink song. But truly, when you don't see any other options available to you, you believe the narrative you've told yourself. You surround yourself by people who let you play small, and it really is a total betrayal of yourself. Yeah. And if you're stuck in that vortex, it's a dark place. And I really relied heavily on wonderful people, angels like yourself, good friends, family especially, to bring you out of that. And it's the journey.
Yes. For sure. And so, again, just kind of going back to when you were in Sandpoint and, things were about to change. So can you just kind of shed some light? So in case anybody else is listening, might be in a similar or, you know, somewhat, you know, challenging time with change on the horizon for them.
Definitely. Yeah. To quote another song, a cheesy Whitney Houston song, "Didn't We Almost Have It All?" Mm. That was my life. Didn't I almost have it all? I moved out to Idaho with my husband, and it was going to be an adventure, and we were going to go out there and live the dream, if only for a little bit, which turned into, 10, 12, 15 years. It really was amazing. I would drive across Longbridge every day, and I'd say to my ex, I'd say, you know, this is our life. This isn't our vacation. This is our home. This is where we are.
Yep.
Yep. But as things have it, I'm a people pleaser myself, and I like to go along to get along. I like love to make people happy. And I became an accessory to someone else's life. I really found myself losing myself in following somebody else who was a wonderful, fun time. We had a great time until it wasn't.
Right.
And then going on 40 years old, I'm questioning myself. I'm like, what is going on here? Come on, girl, get yourself together. I had a lot of great support. My sister is always amazing, but she would quote a Milne, if I'm saying that right, the Winnie the Pooh saying.
Right.
Braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, love more than you know. Get out there, girl, be who God meant you to be, and you'll set the world on fire. And I really felt a loss of myself, and I felt selfish. I was squandering who I was. I wasn't being anybody, but like I said, an accessory to someone's life. So it took several attempts to leave there. Like I said, didn't we almost have it all?
Yeah.
But when you look at that, are you really happy? Yeah, you have it all. You have the dream. You have the fun times. You have the accessories. And it truly doesn't bring you happiness. It really doesn't.
What was missing if you knew at that time?
I had completely lost myself.
Right.
I was. Oh my gosh, you're going to be like Barbara Walters and make me cry. No, but for real, it was people like you and other good friends who believed in me and just said, you know, I see you like a flower that's ready to blossom, and you just, you know, you need the right nourishment and that such. So it took a lot of courage. I did make the leave several times. It was very hard. But I was welcomed back into the arms of my family. And truly, that's what I needed at that point. I needed to just be bathed in love, bathed in the people that believe in me, and set out on a journey to figure out who the heck I am. Where did I lose myself? What do I like to do? What are my dreams? I didn't know. I didn't have an answer. Mm-hmm. I was living someone else's dream.
Yes. Which is easy to do until that dream of your own starts knocking on your door and is relentless and doesn't stop. Is that what it kind of felt like to you?
It really did. Yeah. I would take steps to try and better myself, but the situation I was in, okay, to quote one of your words, which when I heard the word, I had to look it up. It was frenetic. I would call you up and be like, wow, this sounds frenetic. I'm like, okay, I better look that word up. And, you know, my life was very frenetic.
Yes, it was.
It does a lot to every part of your biology. Stress is a horrible, it affects every part of your health. You can't see straight. You can't see beyond the everyday catastrophe. So it really was a dark place. I was stuck. I hadn't had a career in, a good decade or so. So I started to believe the narratives of nobody's going to want you at 40.
Right.
I imagine some mothers who are reentering the workforce where you haven't worked for 10 years. It's like, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
I have degrees. I know I have skills, but how am I going to present myself to this world where I've been absent for so long?
Frightening.
It is terribly frightening. But what a transformation when you do get beyond that point. It was a long journey to get there, literally back and forth. I put several thousand miles back from Michigan to Idaho.
Right.
But what was always tried and true was the love of my family. And they were more than happy to welcome me back in. And I literally was staying in my childhood room. There was my soccer and my basketball trophies. It's just I never left.
Those things that never totally get put away forever.
No, mom and dad don't want them.
Right.
Hey, advice to you guys, go home and clean that junk out of your parents' house. They don't want it.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. But that said, just their unconditional love really created a safe space for me. And I started to go out and explore and do things. There is a Jim Carrey movie called Yes Man. And that was me. I just started saying yes to everything.
Love
that. Yes, I want to babysit your kids. A candle party? Yes. I am in need of some smelly candles. But get up, show up, and dress up for your life and keep doing the next best thing. Keep at it. And don't get me wrong, there was times where there's lots of napping. There was times lots of pulling the covers over my head.
Yeah.
But I was in a nurturing environment where I could do that and just heal.
I'm sorry?
And just
to heal. Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And so did you feel like that was kind of an ebbing and flowing process? Because I feel like sometimes when we get in that state where, like, you know, we talked about that change is coming, we don't exactly know where it is that we're going. We really desperately want some clarity and to feel better physically, have some energy. What was that like for you? Was it something that, you know, it's like you said, sometimes you put the covers over your head and, but you'd keep going. So was it just kind of an ebb and a flow and then it just eventually got easier for you and you felt some direction?
Yeah, it's funny that you say the ebb and the flow, because I'm going to bring up another song that was transformative. But for me, really, one point, I just had enough. I had all my boxes that I had moved, all my life in boxes, and they were stacked up in my childhood room.
Oh.
And there was one morning, I had enough. I'm like, I can't live this way. I got up as early as I could, went and rented a storage unit, dumped my stuff off in there, started to get some area to breathe and think more clearly.
Mm.
And one of the best things that I've ever done, and I highly encourage this for anyone who's looking for some sort of just looking for themselves to surprise themselves.
Mm.
So I booked a solo female vacation to Costa Rica, where there was other solo females, and it was a yoga and surfing retreat, I guess.
Right.
And I had never done that. I mean, I had a hard time, very much introvert in some ways. I had a hard time just calling and putting myself out there, even just calling and ordering pizza, something silly as that. So to me, this was, yes, I can do this. Yes, I'm going to travel across the equator. I'm going to travel to a place that I know nothing about. I'm going to do this. I don't know how to surf, but I consider myself athletic. I've never done anything like this. And I've seen other women do this. I know you've done this. And I just admire them. And I did it. And it was the most amazing and transformative part of this journey. And one of the songs down there was a song called Come Let Go. It's by Xavier Rudd. And he talks about the ebbs and the flow and the tide comes in and the tide comes out. And I took that whole approach to surfing. I was manhandling my surfing. I was forcing it. I was like, let's go, let's do this. And yeah, I was tenacious, but I got a lot of bumps and bruises. And I think I got like the tenacious award, but it was listening to that song. And it's like, you have to let go. You can't control everything. Just
right.
Like, come let go. And all this world is going to come at you. And there's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. But Yep. If you can just get on that board and ride that wave, that sounds cheesy, but it really was. You know, you got to let go to have that finesse, to have that grace, to ride that wave.
Yes, absolutely. And that sounds like that was, you know, kind of the beginning of the change that you were looking for to come in your life. And I want to hear all about how it goes from there, but we're going to have to go to break. We'll be right back with some more of Living Your Dream, so stay tuned.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Get organized with Pro-X Home Decor Center's organized living storage solutions. Customize your space with quality shelving, chrome baskets, shoe shelves, tie-in belt racks, valet rods, and drawers. This custom shelving and storage system is what dream storage areas are made of, with a traditional style and decorative appeal. Pro-X Home Decor Center, serving Bonner, Boundary, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
It's wildfire season, and North Idaho has a lot to lose when wildfires happen. If you're a lifelong resident or new to the area and own 10 or more acres of timberland, this message should hit home. Idaho Forest Group knows that wildfires can destroy your forest land, your home, and your entire investment in the area in just minutes, unless you take steps now to minimize and prevent a catastrophe. Schedule an Idaho Forest Group forester to conduct a free site analysis on your property and suggest a forest management plan to help protect your investment. Creating a safe area around your home and having a solid forest management plan are all important. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. Whether you're a lifelong resident or new to the area, you need to protect your family and your forest land from wildfires. To schedule a free visit from an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
Are you looking for work that inspires you? Apply at Winter Ridge Natural Foods. We've got competitive pay starting at $15, health insurance, 401k and matching contributions, a generous employee discount and meal vouchers, a bonus program, and an awesome community that loves natural foods. We're looking for pastry and bread bakers, deli line cooks, a barista, and a bakery manager. Apply on Indeed, on our Facebook, and our website, winterridgefoods.com. We can't wait to meet you. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Ann Parker, and she is a freelance chef who's formerly from Sandpoint and living her dream in Cedarville, Michigan. And before I went to break, Ann, you were saying how retreat down in Costa Rica, all about surfing and yoga, taught you to let go so that you could move forward in a direction that feels really good to you. And so just from your perspective, what exactly does letting go mean? And how did you employ what you learned from that?
I think letting go to me is letting go of all the everyone else's expectations or just because I have a degree in psychology and a degree in business that I should go and do this, or just letting go, trying to control the situation and really opening yourself up to receiving. And you really need to make yourself vulnerable, I guess,
yep,
to what the universe has to give you. And without sounding all woo-woo, I guess to me, I just really started to do some introspection. And what is it that makes me happy? What do I like to do? Well, I'm a people pleaser by at fault. I am from a huge family. And how we show our love in our family is through cooking. I talk about food pushers. From my grandmother, my mother, everybody. It's food, 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 food. And that truly is how we show our love. And then I look back at my marriage, and I was a hostess. We loved doing parties. And I got paid in smiles, and that made me so happy.
Yeah.
So I started to think about that. I'm like, you know, how can I do this? What does this look like? I hear Winter Ridge is looking for a baker, so maybe I'm going to head back out there. No, but I truly love to cook and love to make people happy through cooking. So I seriously just sat down and I typed in culinary schools. You know, what popped up was the first school that popped up was the school they ended up going to. It's Lacheneau Culinary School. Shout out to them. They are now accredited by Lake State University or Lake Superior State University.
Nice.
But I came across them and it couldn't have been more perfect. It was in this idyllic little town of Hessel, which is basically Cedarville. For those of you that don't know Michigan, we call it the UP. People who live in the UP are UPers. Is a whole another culture, lots of Scandinavian descent. In fact, I'm sure since the time I've been here, people may sound like I'm a Canadian. yeah, you betcha. But couldn't have been more perfect for me. It was a 1-year program. I've already done my undergraduate work. I have 2 degrees. I wasn't looking for a 4-year career.
Right.
And I really love their philosophy, which is farm to table, and they support all the local farmers. And thinking about that as a community, how we support each other, one supports the other, we're all symbiotic. We get great food. The farmers are dependent on us. It's a mutual dependency. The menu changes as to what you get on your table. If you have carrots, we're going to use carrots. What's in season, that's what we're cooking with. So it was an amazing experience.
And you know what I love the most is that it's that because you took the opportunity to sit down at the computer and type in culinary school. I always tell my clients the same thing. I go, what is something, it doesn't have to be a daunting task. Just what could you do in 5 minutes that would get you closer to what it is that you really want to do? And you got all that information just popped right up because you sat down and invested, you know, 10 seconds to type those letters.
It really
in.
Was 10 seconds. It really yeah. wasn't that much at all. And like I said, if you open yourself up to receiving what the universe has, it's mind-blowing what comes on your doorstep. Sometimes it's really scary, but
and sometimes it's just an idea that pops in your head and you act on it. I mean, it can be so simple.
Exactly. And even my mom was like, oh, you don't want to be a cook. You don't want to do this. But I mean, she's just taking her preconceived notions. And I was like, no. And I was like, I showed her the program and just the whole philosophy was really cool to me. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's a start in the next direction. Right. For me, it was getting me just keep doing the next right thing is what I tried to do. Whether that's you're not taking a depressive nap every day. You're now going out for a run. Just keep doing the next right thing. Go out and volunteer. Keep doing the next right thing. And all these things will lead you to a place of health to where you can start to think more clearly. And I came to this conclusion that this is what I wanted to do. And the program couldn't have been more perfect. I came across this amazing woman. I call her my Miss Havisham from Great Expectations. But she is really cool. And she lived out in Seattle. She's wrote books and whatnot. And I ended up renting a house from her. And she just was like this beautiful woman that was a beacon. Like, she believes in me. And the whole experience was the coolest thing in the world. 2 days in the classroom, we were going to, granted, I was the oldest person there, which was
no That's okay. That's somebody has really to.
Cute. It was really cute because I took on like my baby girls. They're 20 some years old, and I had made a lot of wonderful experiences. But what I was saying is, 2 days into curriculum, we were going to the farm. We were picking squash and tomatoes. We were meeting the farmers that we're working with.
Nice.
I'm like, this is such a cool relationship and something I want to be a part of. And I remember one of the first lectures is like, hey, you guys want to be chefs. You need to start acting like chefs, start thinking like chefs. So, you know, I started herb gardens on my deck, and you just keep trying new experiments or new recipes, and I'd have dinner parties and just fake it till you make it, until you're actually doing it.
Yeah. And it sounds like there was inspiration all along the way for all these things.
Oh, 100%. So a quick story. I had just, for the last time, I knew I moved back to my parents' house, and it was winter time, and I was, they live next to some trail system, and I went out cross-country skiing, and I came to this tree, and it had arrows every which way, all different colors marking the different trails, and I just jokingly took a picture with my hands up in the air, like, which way do I go?
Right.
And I sent it to all my good girlfriends.
I remember.
There was no one deviated from the answer, and I didn't even know what the answer was because I didn't realize it. There was an arrow pointing left. There was one pointing right. There was all these arrows, and there was an arrow pointing up. And everybody said, you need to go up.
Nice.
And this symbolism of that didn't really hit me until I was crossing the Mackinac Bridge with all my belongings, headed to my first apartment to go to culinary school. I was going to the UP. I was going up.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. There's been so many like chilling, you know, like spine tingling moments like that. But it really takes, I'm fortunate to have a very loving family and to have a wonderful friendship base. And beyond that, for people that may not be blessed with that, there's a lot of spiritual gurus out there. And I don't want to use the word gurus, but so many people, self-help people. Gabby Bernstein has been amazing for me. The Universe Has Your Back, which yeah. I believe was a gift from you. But there's so much out there. Expose yourself, surround yourself with positive people. Don't let people... get rid of the people who let you play small, and the more you're around it, you absorb it, you make it part of your life, and good things happen.
Absolutely. And so did you start noticing that were there still those people, those experiences that would try to pull you back a little bit, even as you started getting some momentum going forward?
Yeah, there always was that. There was, because I just completely up and left standpoint. It was what I needed to do. But there was so much a part of that life when you're with somebody we were with each other 20 years. I believe after divorce was final, we were 16, 17 years. I don't know. I should know. But like once it got down to the end, it's like I didn't want to keep track and keep score. But yeah, that was there, and the toxicity of it was it is terrible. But you just have to keep. I'll say this: I I met my boyfriend at the local bar in Cedarville here. So going to school here is very small, and it is like you're in Dauper, especially fall and winter, it's deer camp. It's like I just moved to deer camp. All right, this is my life. And I would tell people, everyone wanted to know who I was. Who are you? You know, what's your story? And I had this story, and I was like, kept telling the story, like, yeah, you know, I was married for blah, blah, blah. I moved back here. I'm living with my parents. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And this is my story. And I met this amazing man. He was the drummer at the band.
That's great.
I went home with the drummer. But I just said, hey, I want you. Like, once I knew who what a wonderful person was, I'm like, will you please help me rewrite my story? I want to rewrite my story. And that's so long ago, and my story has been so rewritten. There's so many chapters. It's now a novel.
Love that.
Yeah, but it's you're blessed if you can find people along the way. Not to say that you need to go find a man or whatever to define yourself, but this man is beautiful, and he lifts me up. He encouraged me. You know what a relationship should be, where it's synergistic, and lots of anomalies for me based on where I had come. And I've almost put that person who I was to bed, and yeah. I thank her for all that she did. She struggled. She was wonderful. She overcame adversities, and I thank her for who she was and for what she taught me.
Awesome.
And it's time to move on and live my life like I give a damn.
Yeah. And you know what? I can't wait to hear what is in your mind for where you're going from here, but we need to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Living Your Dream shortly.
Taking on the responsibility of parenting due to the absence of parents is some of the most important and honorable work anyone can do. This includes grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces or nephews, and close family friends raising a child when the parents are unable to. This is referred to as kinship. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is celebrating and honoring children and families in kinship care while raising awareness about resources and supports that are available. Special events and activities are happening in September, including an art and expression contest designed for children and families in kinship care to share their experiences with others. For more information on resources to support upcoming activities or how to enter the art and expression contest, dial 211 or visit 211.idaho.gov.
The production of this audiovisual was supported by the Federal Kinship Navigation Grant from the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Child and Families. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and do not necessarily represent the official views of the ACF.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer? Maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I am your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Ann Parker. Ann is a freelance chef who is currently living in Cedarville, Michigan. And so, Ann, you've told us so many great lessons that you've learned along the way, from not knowing where you're going or what you wanted to do to being kind of engaged in an enchanted life, so to speak, right now. And I want to have a chance to talk about your business and what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about what a freelance chef does and what you get to do as one.
All right, well, let's get cooking. So I kind of bought myself a year with the culinary school, and it was so daunting when that year comes up. What am I going to do? I definitely did not want to do a restaurant.
Right.
Part of the curriculum was we ran the restaurant in the summer, and that is not for me. Lots of drama. I settled into prep roll. I'd come in the morning with another gal and head chef, and we'd listen to music, and we'd make sauces and chop vegetables and super romantic. I'm like, I can handle this.
Nice.
And I kind of like really, like I said, open yourself up to the universe and what the universe has to give you. And are you ready to receive it? So through the culinary school, I got a referral for a man who comes up in the summertime. He's a doctor. He's a diagnostic radiologist. So he's able to do his job remotely. And he has a private island. The area is called the Les Chenaux Islands. There's a whole chain of 40 some islands that stretch across. Most people are probably familiar with Mackinac Island, but they stretch north and east of there. It's just a beautiful area. Lots of wealthy summer homes on these islands and whatnot. But I started this job for a man who he works nights, and he basically wanted like easy, ready-to-heat meals that were nutritious and basically I had carte blanche. Other than he didn't like mushy vegetables or liver. So I'm like, I think
really
I can
narrowed
handle
things
that.
Down, huh?
Yeah. And being on an island, I'm familiar with that. We did some boating in my former life, and the whole provisioning of loading up your boat. You're going to be gone for 3 weeks. This is what you need. So that was really fun. And
nice.
I didn't want to take it at first. I was like, I don't know if you've heard of imposter syndrome. I'm like,
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I just graduated. I did well and everything, but like now what?
I'm not ready for that.
No, but yeah. You just got to keep plugging.
Absolutely.
And I did. And I was met with such amazing accolades, and it's so addictive. I think cooking is, for me, being a people pleaser is one of the best stations of life. And I get to create too. So I love creating menus. So that job has led to he continues to be my main client and my main source of inspiration. And I've picked up some smaller jobs here and there. I've helped out with catering, which I am not I will not be your wedding caterer unless you have a small intimate party for 30 people.
Right.
But yeah, I just like to keep it small and really creative, where I don't like a lot of boundaries, and I can work with even rubber chicken. We had a wedding where she wanted basic rubber chicken. I'm like, okay, let's do this, guys. How can we make this better? But it's all about problem solving, troubleshooting.
Having fun.
Yes, yes. I picked up some other clients, which I really love. There's some kayak outfitters up here, so they go camping and they need provisions for the weekend. So that to me is fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's give them a tuna poke and spring rolls and stuff that you would never expect to eat on a camping trip.
Love that.
Yeah. And just so happened that I need to be legit. I need a cooking space. And earlier this summer, I acquired a building, which used to be a restaurant. There's currently no equipment in there, but I'm going to make that my commercial kitchen. It won't be a restaurant. It's going to be more of a food factory, as I like to think, because meal prep is really my wheelhouse, and I enjoy doing that, especially with COVID and how it's changed the atmosphere of the food community. It's just been a blessing. And the town that it's in is just down the road. And the name of the town is Detour.
Oh, I love it.
Or French Detour, which means the turn. So it couldn't be more symbolic for me.
Yes.
And just super excited. It just got to keep pushing forward when you have all the naysayers in the back of your head. Oh, what are you doing? How can you do this? Who are you to be doing this? Who am I not to be doing this? I love, like right now I have a job tomorrow and I shouldn't even take in this interview, but say yes.
Thank you. Yes. Say yes.
Just
yes.
Keep saying yes and it'll all work out. And it's a garden party tomorrow. I love it. I get to hop on a ferry at early in the morning and then take another boat to someone's private island. And we're having a afternoon wine party. So what better way to spend the conclusion of the summer with
yes.
some wonderful people and be a part of it? Because I always think about that. No matter what the event is, these people, the food is always the center point for events. Granted, the people and all that. But if I can take some burden off the host or the hostess and provide a really wonderful meal that is filled with love, the people will feel it, the party will feel it, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. And I just love that you have fine-tuned where you want your business to go to be exactly what feels good to you. You know, again, it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else, what they expect of you. It's what you know is something that feels good to you, and that's really guiding you.
Definitely, yeah. It's a struggle. You know, you want to do it all, but in the end, your sanity and it's not worth it. The stress of, no, I'm not going to do your 120-person wedding that's in a remote location. And you gotta know your limitations for your own sanity and do what you love. Do what makes you happy and do what's in your wheelhouse.
Love that. Absolutely love it. You know, we are almost ready to wrap up, but what I'd love to hear from you is, what is your wildest dream at this point in time? And we only have about 30 seconds, but go ahead and let us know.
Wildest dream, I'd love to create a space where a community kitchen that's really needed around here, where other people can come and make their dreams happen. I'd love to get some guest chefs in, especially during the off season. It gets cold up here and we've got nothing better to do than cook and eat and heat up the kitchen. So
awesome.
Making it a community space.
I love that. And thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's so inspirational. And thanks for listening in today. That's our show. Stay tuned for my next show, which is Wednesday, October 6th. In the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.